מרחבה.
למה?
אמן.
יהיה פרמישן פרשת פנחס. מדבר השם למשה למור, פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון הכהן, השיב את חמתי על בני ישראל, וקנו את קנאתי בתוכם, ולא חיליתי את בני ישראל בקנאתי. השם קם סטומושה, ניתוק סטומושה. לא תלם ישראל, פנחס, thank you very much, פנחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון הכהן, he was able to send back my anger. The Gemara says that the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not his real anger, his anger. There are mainly five groups of angels. That they are the prosecutors and the police, if we may say, and the judges of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of them is called Mashchit. One of them is called Af. One is called Chema. One of them is called Ketzef. You see those words traveling in the Torah, in the Tanakh. And this is when Ari, Adi Chachamim, they said before Avit, they start Avit, Sebu Rachum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of Mercy, Yechaper Avon, will forgive the Avon, Velo Yashchit. Velo Yashchit means will not send this angel, this entity, it's called Mashchit. V'irba la'ashiv apo, Hashem will bring back his, the other angel, it's called Af. ולא יאיר, will not wake, כל חמתו, his anger, means that angel. Let me say this, הוא רחום, before we start שחרית, in הודו, let me say this, הוא רחום, נובה לציון, Monday and Thursday, מודכן של כנסת הגדולה, they put in תחנון, that paragraph of הוא רחום, I said, you have to know that in your lifetime you have to escape those angels. And again, one of them is called Chema. When you say Chamato, Chamato, Chamato means anger, but really means an angel, and his name is Chema. What it means is, says the Torah, that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen yishiv et Chamati. It means the angel Chema that came down. As we remember last week, Parashah, the Torah ends, V'yu ha-metim ha-magefah 24-20 alef. All of a sudden, in no time, 24,000 people died. How did they die? It was an epidemic. Who is responsible for the epidemic? Which entity does the epidemic? Few of them. In Parashat Korach, was an entity called Ketzef, Kiyatzah Ketzef. It's also one of the angels. Sometimes it's us. Let's be parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals the secret. It's called Chema. The Pinchas was able to send back the angel to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yishiv et Chamati ma'abnei Yisrael bekano et kinati betocham. This is the job the Pinchas did. Of course, the way it says in the Torah. And since Pinchas went and he killed the president of Shevet Shimon. This guy was the son of Dina. His real name was Shaul. Not the best name, Shaul. The first Shaul in the Torah is found in Parashat Vayishlach. This is one of the kings of Edom. Shaul Merchobot Anahar. Person should try not to name his son Shaul. It's not a good luck. Shaul HaMelech had a hard life. It wasn't his fault, Chachamim say. Whoever named him Shaul made a mistake. And this guy's name was Shaul. Shaul ben Akranit. The second Shaul in the Torah. And of course, last week the Torah calls him Ish Israel. This week the Torah calls him Zimri ben Salu. Actually, his name was also Shlumiel ben Suri Shanai, the president of Shevet Shimon. And he went in front of Am Israel, and he took a shiksah, a goy girl, Midianit, the daughter of Balak, and told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to marry this girl. So Israel was standing by and crying. So and they're saying Shema Israel. We say Shema Israel. And you see, sometimes you say Shema Israel, not even in the middle of Tefillah. When you see something bad is happening, you say Shema Israel. But that's the similar explanation. Says the Gemara that Am Israel asked Moshe, what do we do about this guy, Pesach Shevet Shimon? Moshe doesn't know. Says the Gemara, Moshe doesn't know. Says the Gemara, well, Moshe forgot. Pinchas comes to Moshe and says, listen, Moshe, you taught us, if a Jew is going to marry a non-Jewish girl, Kanaim Pogimbo, the ultra-fanatic, a Torah-krata can kill him. So Moshe told him, yeah, no, you know what, I remember now. I just forgot it. Says the Gemara, what do you mean Moshe forgot it? What does that mean? Moshe forget things? Says the Gemara, Hashem made Moshe forget in order to Pinchas know and he's going to get what Hashem has for him. What does Hashem have for him? Comes the Torah and says that Hashem told Moshe, go tell him. Shalom. First of all, you should know I say hello to him. But I say hello to him forever. The treaty. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Pinchas something else. Baitalol Zaruah Harab Brit Kunat Olam. Says the Gemara the following. You should know this guy, Pinchas, even though his father is a Kohen, his grandfather is a Kohen, he was not a Kohen. Very strange situation. Means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, go take Aharon and Elazar, Itamar, Nadav, Abihu, Elazar, Itamar, and four children, go make them Kohanim. By the way, Pinchas is here already. Pinchas was born in Egypt already. Hashem told Moshe, no, he is not a Kohen. Don't pour the oil on him. He is not Kohen. So why is not Kohen? His father is a Kohen. His grandfather is a Kohen. He is not a Kohen. I said, why? As Hashem said, you know, because he was born in Egypt. What was he born in Egypt? You make a DNA on him. You see if he's a Kohen or not. Today, you know, a fake guy comes and tells you he's a Kohen. He wants to get Pidyon HaBen. Then blood test right away. They know if he's a Kohen. Today, the Pinchas is no Kohen. It's very strange. The father is a Kohen. My grandfather is a Kohen. I'm not a Kohen. Okay. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say, has his own reasons. They will find out why. But in the meantime, he's not a Kohen. Not a Kohen. Now Hashem said to Moshe, you know what? Now he's going to become a Kohen. Now he's going to become a Kohen. He didn't want him to become a Kohen before, whatever the reason was. So you say, listen, this guy, he killed the president of Shevet Shimon. When this guy wanted to marry the non-Jewish girl, Pinchas came, he had a sword in his hand, and he came. And even though Am Israel, they weren't happy with him, not only that, the people of Shevet Shimon tried to kill him. The Gemara said he had 8 miracles, 10 miracles, 12 miracles happened to him. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you know what? I want to make him a Kohen. He says, excuse me, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't deserve to become a Kohen before, right? Even though his father is a Kohen. No, his father is a Kohen HaGadol, not a Kohen. He's a Lazar HaKohen HaGadol. But he didn't want him to become a Kohen. What's the reason? The reason is, it doesn't make a difference now. He's not a Kohen, right? So now you want to grant him to be a Kohen. No. Hashem, you want to grant him something. So, you know, Hashem has his ways to grant people. But you don't have any history. Never. Somebody is not a Kohen, Hashem makes him a Kohen. Either you're a Kohen or you're not a Kohen. So if he didn't deserve to become a Kohen, just because he killed a person, he's going to be a Kohen. Hashem loves him. Because of him, we're here. Because otherwise, v'lochilit b'nei Yisrael b'kinati, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Am Yisrael that I was about to destroy all Am Yisrael. Not because of the president, because a lot of people from Am Yisrael, mainly the one opinion is people from Shevet Shimon, they were intermarried into the converts that came from Egypt, girls. But nevertheless, Hashem was very upset. And Pinchas so-called sent back the bad angel to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay? So now Hashem said, you're going to be a Kohen. What has to do Kohen now with this act? You're not a Kohen, you're not a Kohen. So Hashem wants to reward you something. Hashem in the history rewarded people. I let Pinchas and the Gemara, well, it's not just that. This guy becomes a Leon Levi eventually. This guy Pinchas, he never died. He lived about 400 years. After 400 years, he changed to become an angel. And he flies up and down, higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Very strange thing. Even Moshe cannot do what this guy Leon does. Flies the whole world in a second. Comes to Brit Milah. Goes down, comes up. Whenever he wants, he's an angel upstairs, he's in the parliament upstairs. I said, this is Pinchas. Because what? Because he killed the guy. With all the respect, it's a major thing, yeah, but it really it's nothing. There's a lot of sinners, and people already died, 24,000, maybe more than 24,000. I'll give you some chachamim. So was the president of Shevet Shimon also, he is one of the sinners, 250 years old man, son of Dina. Pinchas goes and kills him. So he goes and kills him. So he kills one guy. So doesn't say anybody did teshuva. Just the opposite. After he killed him, says the Gemara, they tried to kill him. People from Shevet Shimon tried to kill him. Then he escaped. Then people embarrassed him, made a joke out of him. Then they wanted to expel him from the community of Am Israel. They said to put nidui on him. Then people made groups and laughed at him. They say, you know, is this guy Pinchas? He's a grandson of Ito. Elazar ben Aaron, lakach lo mibnot putiyah lo liisha, says the Torah in Parashat Ba'era. You know that guy Elazar, the son of Aaron, married somebody from Putiel. So Gemara says, who is Putiel? Gemara says, well, maybe it's Yitro. She pitem agalim la'avodah zarah, that Yitro used to be a priest. So people used to laugh. Pinchas used to walk on the street. He said, oh, you see this guy? He tries to become a rabbi. But you know, guess who was his grandfather? Yitro. So nobody appreciated him. They all laughed at him. They pointed with the finger on him. So, nevertheless, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, listen, this is the guy that I chose, and this guy is going to live 400 years, and he is going to be Eliyahu HaNavi, and he says in the last pasuk in the Tanakh, before Mashiach will come, and he will come, Pinchas will come, and he will bring people back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they talk Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi, all these chuyot people have Eliyahu HaNavi, this is this guy Pinchas. And again the question, to what? Because he killed the president of Shevet Shimon. For this, Hashem gave him such a thing. Very strange. Eventually becomes Kohen Gadol, please excuse me. Eventually his father died. His father died at the end of Sefer Yehoshua. Pinchas becomes the Kohen Gadol. Pinchas becomes the Kohen Gadol, comes in Navi, this after we read. Parashat Chukat. Parashat Chukat, Miftach HaGiladi. Haya Ish Gibor Chayil, was one of the judges. One of the judges, says the Rambam, when you read the book of Shoftim, the judges, don't think it's just a history book, there's a lot of secrets over there. As is the Shoftim, the judges, are part of the chain that we gather Torah. So he asked, You know this Gemara, you know this Halacha, you know this. How do you know this? He says, we know it from my rabbi, and he learned from his rabbi, from his rabbi, from his rabbi, to Nevi'im, and then it goes to the judges. Shimshon, Yiftach, and it goes Shamgar, actually Yoshua, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Yiftach is one of the judges. One of the most called Mosriah Torah, right? The Rambam writes in his commentary, so called the chain of those prophets and judges, that we know everything via them, through them, is a ring in the chain. It's called Yiftach. So after all, we read that this guy Yiftach, you know, he's a judge. But then you read the Tanakh says that he's going to have a war with Ammon. Before he goes to have the war, he says, I want to promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. He speaks to Hashem. He says, Hashem, if I win the war, whatever comes outside my house, I'm going to sacrifice it to Hashem. He wins the war, says the Navi. He comes home. Before he enters his house, his daughter comes outside the door. And he says, oh my God, oh my daughter. I said, what happened? Daddy, what happened? And he said, well, I made a promise. Whoever comes out of the door, I'll slaughter him. He says, listen, you need to first lema. You're a little bit lulu. You want to sacrifice your daughter to Hashem. Hashem wants people to sacrifice children, not children. And then you can't bound, you can eat them. Well, Yiftach said, forget about it. He told his daughter, you know, the daughter said, I'm going to the mountains with my friends, to live a few months, you know, peacefully. Then I come home, and he came back home. He came back home. The Gemara said, Navi said, it's slaughter time. He slaughtered them. How bad was it? Says the Gemara, Vayikaver be'arei Gilead. I said, if you're looking for the grave, for the monument of Yiftach, you can't find it. Says the Gemara, what is this? He was buried in the mountains of Gilead. Says the Gemara, mountains or mountain? The Gemara says, no, mountains. What do you mean? You bury a person in two places? I know, I heard two places under one monument. What do you mean you bury one person through a few monuments? How can it be? Says the Gemara, let me tell you what happened. Because he slaughtered his daughter, so every place he went, all of a sudden, part of his body fell off his body. Was walking, all of a sudden, one finger falls down. One finger falls down, made a funeral for the finger, made a little monument. Here, the finger of Yiftach. Then he went, continue walking, another finger, the toes, part of a leg, part of his hand, his eye, his ears, eventually his head fell off. He covered by regular punishment. Slaughter his daughter. So the man, the Gemara says, what's wrong with this guy? Says the Gemara, well, at the time that he made this net and he came back, Pinchas, our Pinchas was the Kohen HaGadol, the Navi. He came and told Pinchas when he came back from the war, Pinchas was the Kohen HaGadol. He came and told him, you know what happened? He says, this guy Yiftach, he's a so-called his prime minister. The leader of Israel is going to slaughter his daughter. So Pinchas said, what? He slaughter his daughter? What's wrong with this guy? The people told Pinchas, so go tell him. Pinchas said, no, I'm not going to tell him. If he wants, let him come to me. You know, I'm the Kohen Gadol. So they went to Yiftach, says the Gemara. They told Yiftach, he went to Pinchas, Kohen Gadol. And you said, you're crazy. I said, Yiftach said, well, I made a promise. You made a promise? He can come and explain to you, there's no promise. So Yiftach said, okay, let him come to me. So he said, go to him. He said, I'm not going to him. I'm the president. Says the Gemara, Yiftach said he's not going to him. Pinchas said he's not going to him. Says the Gemara, said Yiftach took his knife and slaughtered his daughter. Says the Gemara, that's Pinchas' fault. The Gemara says, Pinchas, you should have gone. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Pinchas. And he lost so-called his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kohen HaGadol had Urim Tumim on his chest. And somebody asked him a question. Not, he can't ask a private question. He asked a question that has to do with Am Yisrael. Something with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kohen HaGadol used to look on his chest, on those stones. It's called Urim Tumim. And he used to give an answer. It says, used to light, the letters used to light. The Gemara says Pinchas lost it. Was standing over there, he had the thing on. Says people ask him a question. Says, do you know the answer? Says, I have no idea. Says, every time I try to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the cell phone, it says roaming. Roaming. And what happened? It says, why didn't you go to Yiftach? I says, this is Pinchas, okay? Pinchas in this week's parasha, he saved all of Israel. He went and he killed this guy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, I grant him with hello. This guy is going to be a Kohen Gadol, even though he was not supposed to be Kohen Gadol. And eventually he becomes Kohen Gadol. And this is guy, Yiftach, said he's going to slaughter his daughter. I said, I'm not going to him. What am I going to? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Pride. A pride person, too much pride. He's proud of himself. Walk over to him. I am not going. Let him come to me. Why will let him come to you? What happened to the person? This is Pinchas. Again, it's the story in the Tanakh. You think, you know, Hashem said, Allah, Mordechai, I'm going to put the Tanakh, you read the story. I said, what do you read the story for? Why do you have it in the Tanakh? How do you tell us the following? You should know. This guy, Pinchas, Eliyahu, is not just, you know, Eliyahu and Navi. Motzei Shabbat is big Sgula. To sing songs about Eliyahu Navi, to read what's called Psukei Eliyahu. Somebody needs Yeshua, Parnasa, something he needs. It's a big scholar. To read all the sentences in the Tanakh that Eliyahu Navi is being mentioned. It's almost all of them in Sefer Melachim until it disappeared. It is one Pasuk. It's the last Pasuk of the Tanakh. הנה אנוכי שולח לכם את אליה הנביא, השם יסנדיג משיח בפור, יסנדיג אליה בפור משיח. הסגולה עושה זה מוצאי שבת. עושה all the sentences in the נביא. You find it in certain סידורים, they bring it. It's a very powerful thing, אליה הנביא. How powerful it is, says the Zohar. See, a person, when a person prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't go straight to Hashem. I don't know if you know how FedEx works. You know, Federal Express, I don't know if you know. The guy invented Federal Express, he's a genius guy. He sent a package from this house across the street. So if it's sent by mail, it's a post office, and here the post office in Englewood over here, and they say it's Englewood, so you put it in the mailbox, it goes over here. FedEx works different. FedEx has a big warehouse in Memphis, Tennessee. And any package that a person sends, first it goes to Memphis. Even the package goes to next door neighbor. It doesn't matter. This is a plane of FedEx. That all the packages go on the plane and going to be assorted in Memphis. And from Memphis it goes to the destination. This was his pattern, this guy. And this time he was able to guarantee by 10:30, by 12, all the packages. That's his system. Should you know, in Tefillah is the same system. Person thinks when he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes straight. No, it doesn't go that way. No, it doesn't. It goes via your hands, says the Ari, says the Zohar. When you say something from your mouth, it goes via your hands. It goes via your hands, via the fingers. That's why your hands have to be clean. As the Rambam says, if your hands are not clean, you touch your shoes, you stuck your hand in your shirt, or you touch a garbage can, you can't pray. I said, listen, what happened if I touch my shoes with my nose? Do I have to wash my nose? No. Why I have to wash my hands? I pray with my mouth. So let's see, I have to wash my mouth. And let's see, I kiss my shoe with my mouth. So, I'm allowed to pray? Yeah. But if I put my finger on my shoe, no. Why? Doesn't make sense. So Rambam says, Ma'akir v'tafilah. Rambam says, if your hands are not clean, you touch something that's not clean, and you pray, Rambam says, it's halacha. Your tefillah didn't go up, finished. You wasted your time. You have to be dressed properly. You have to stand, you know who you're standing in front of. The place has to be clean. You can't have diapers around you. You can't have garbage can around you. You can't have a garbage truck passes and you smell it, but your hands must be clean, so you have to wash your hands. But we will not say every time before tefillah, you have to say, like you say before you eat bread. Because Ari says the tefillah goes by here. Chazni said this part has to be clean, not this. Like Chazni said, if you touch your shoe with the back of your hand, you don't have to wash your hands. Only if you touch your shoes with the inside. Because the tefillah goes like this via the fingers. And goes by the fingers, and the tefillah goes Marat HaMachpelah, goes at Kennedy Airport, El Al, first class or business class, and then it goes to Marat HaMachpelah, and then went to Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim goes up, and Eliyahu Nabi takes it. This is Memphis. Eliyahu Nabi takes the tefillah, and he delivers it to the interior minister upstairs. It used to be Hanoch, the interior is Matat, and he brings it to Hashem. That's how the tefillah goes. Person has to know how the tefillah goes. Not, I pray to Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem got it. No, Hashem heard you. Hashem didn't get it. This is in transit. This is on transit to Memphis. And for Memphis, it's going to be sent to Hashem. This is the job of Eliyahu Navi. See, that guy Pinchas, that lived about 400 years, one day became Eliyahu Navi. And this is his job, besides all the other jobs that he has, this is his job to take the tefillot of Olam Israel, and he brings it upstairs. So again, let's see how important it is, Eliyahu Navi. It's not just, you know, it just became Eliyahu. Because for us, this entity is very important, because, you know, you have to have what you call connection with him. You have to be good with him, because he delivers the tefillah. This is again, what is the Zuhut? Just because he killed, we read the text, you know, he killed the president of Shevet Shimon. So, from now on, he also is responsible for all the tefillot to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very strange. And again, the way it says that the Pinchas lost his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a Kohen Gadol. He had this rim to me on his chest, but he had no connection with Hashem. So how did he become Eliyahu Navi again? How did he become Eliyahu Navi? All of a sudden he became Eliyahu Navi. Hashem was upset at him. Yitzchak's daughter was slaughtered because of him. All of a sudden this guy, Pinchas, he becomes an angel. He goes up to Shamayim, he comes down, he brings the tefillot. He says, what is this guy? Is he good or is he not good? Comes Dari and says, I want to explain to something. You know, you see people, you know, it's very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this world, and everybody is different. It's a different behavior, different habits, different things in the system. It says, what is exactly the thing that causes a person to be this way and not that way? This guy has a temper, this guy doesn't have a temper, this guy is jealous, this guy's not jealous, this guy is calm, this guy's not calm. What is behind really the whole thing? So he says you should know the secret behind it is when you read the Torah, and the Torah tells you a story about Adam and Hashem, two children, Cain and Hevel. All the neshamot, says Dari, are from Cain and Hevel. All the neshamot. Cain, of course, he murdered Hevel, the first El Kafon. Cain was jealous. Cain's come from the snake. That guy Cain, Hashem destroyed all his descendants by the Mabul. Besides one, Naama Eshet Noach. This is our grandfather and our grandmother that we came from them. Of course, it's Adam and Chava. Everybody was destroyed. So Noah started the whole thing again. Noah is a great grandson of so-called Shet, that he was Hevel, but his wife is from Cain. And they should know the people have inside themselves the neshama that the person has is a combination of Cain and Hevel. The only question is how much he has Cain inside and how much he has Hevel inside. You know, the calm person, you know, he never gets angry. You do anything to him, he's calm. The guy, you know, is what we call it, is a short fuse. You just say something to him, you have to call a fire engine. The other guy stands there,
Moses, what happened? What happened?
So what's the secret? And the question is, how much kain you have inside you? Have a little kain, and the most of the neshama is Hevel. Hevel was polite. Hevel was calm. Hevel was very merciful. I said, so somebody insulted me, somebody does something to me. I don't care. Other guy, he said, what? You said it to me? Oh, I showed you. Kain talks from his heart. And this is really what the Torah teaches us. The Torah tells you, you were two boys, Adam and Rishon, the two boys, Cain and Hevel, and one day they were in the field, and Cain killed Hevel. But the Torah also tells you this. It says that you should know all the neshamot, there are people who have more Cain inside, there are people more Hevel inside. And of course, this is what the Torah tells us, V'achotu Balkar Nahama, it says one of the Cain's granddaughter, her name was Nahama, Yeshet Noach, Noach got married. I understand what happened in the Teva, with Ham, certain things happened to Noach, maybe because of his wife. It says, because all the neshamot, they come now from Noach and his wife Nahama. It says, this is how this world runs. But this guy Cain, of course, we all do know. What he did, he killed his brother, the first murderer. Hashem was upset at him, upset at the ground. He says, I want to express here. This guy Pinchas, he was no Kohen. Can you imagine? His father is a Kohen, Elazar, his grandfather is a Kohen. He is no Kohen. He says, Hashem says an excuse. He was born in Egypt before. He says, I'll tell you the secret behind the excuse. He has a neshama of kindness on himself. That's the problem. This guy, Pinchas, he is a no-no. He is a neshama of kindness, you see. Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. A coin has to be very merciful. Says the Gemara, a coin that kills somebody cannot be a coin. I says, why? Why the Gemara gives you this example? Now let me explain to you something. At the time before we did the golden calf, the Bechorot were the Kohanim. The oldest one is a Kohen. Cain is the oldest one. He's supposed to be a Kohen. But he knifed his brother. He knifed his brother, he cannot be a Kohen. Finish. You're out of the game. The Pinchas has the neshama of Cain. He's a murderer. He cannot be a Kohen. It doesn't matter, your father is a Kohen, your grandfather is a Kohen, you make a DNA, you see, it's not exactly the same. So what's the problem? His father is a Kohen. Well, the DNA goes by the neshama. It doesn't go by the body. It doesn't go just by the body. It has to go with something inside the Kohen. Pinchas was no Kohen. Says, you know why he's no Kohen? He cannot be a Kohen. Not because your father is a Kohen, you automatically become a Kohen. Your Kohen because inside you have Nishmat, a Kohen. But in the time that Hashem told Moshe, go take Aharon and his children, Nadav, Abihu, Eleazar, Itamar, make them Kohanim, Hashem said to Moshe, this guy, no. It's not good. He can't be a Kohen, says the Zohar. Says Ari, he cannot be a Kohen, says Ari. He is Kohen inside. Soon you'll see. When you're ready to give your life, says the Zohar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the picture changes. Says the Zohar, you should know David HaMelech hinted. You need something from Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, you can pray all your life. Doesn't get home. Doesn't hit home. So why? Maybe something from life before. I don't know why. You want to break the ice? You break the ice if you're ready to give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Mesirut Nefesh. So this is really the purpose of Shema Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to say Shema Yisrael twice a day. That's the reason Chachamim said you should say Shema Yisrael before Shacharit, on Shacharit, Arvi, before you go to sleep, and you have to say Shema Yisrael Shemukad Hashem Echad. You have to think, I'm giving my life to Hashem. So Rabbi Lemelech, you have to imagine that you jump into the chambers. This is for your benefit. Says the two, you should know Nefilat HaPaim, you say Tachanun, after Shacharit, after Mincha, you say הספרדים, you say, לדוד השם מלך הנפשי עשה, I'm ready to give my life to you. When you say, I'm ready to give my life to you, then Hashem waves all the gezerot, then Hashem hears the tefillah. Therefore, Chachamim said, before you do Shemona Yisrael, Shacharit, and Avit, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lakinu Hashem, Echad, close your eyes, say, Yafadim, Echad, I'm ready to give my life to you. Because if you're ready to give your life to Hashem, means you're a soldier of Hashem. It says, then, Hashem changes everything, even though that you didn't deserve to be answered. You did not deserve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you whatever you wanted. But if you're ready to give your life to Hashem, Hashem changes everything. So Zohar, this is what Ariel said, that our minhag is after Uva Letzion, before we say Shir Shel Yom, Tfilah LeDavid. Atei Hashem Uznecha Aneni, Kani Vevion Ani, it says that's at chapter 86 in Tehillim. Says Ari, you must say that, because that chapter is a statement that you're ready to give your life to Hashem. Then Hashem gives you everything. That's how important it is. You read the text, you think Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, you know, you say he went and he killed the president, says Ari, no, you don't understand the picture. No. These guys, Mr. Kohen, in the life before he killed somebody, he's supposed to be a Kohen then. He lost everything. He was jealous. He had too much pride. He said, "Let din be let dayan," because I don't believe in Hashem. He killed Hebel because he wanted to marry. He grabbed Hebel's sister. She was very beautiful, says the Gemara. Now Hashem brings the guy back. Yep. And now let's give him a chance. Give him a chance. He said, "What? This is the chance. Hashem is going to block Moshe's memory. This guy is going to come to Moshe. What is this guy doing? He's marrying a goy." So he's going to say, "Moshe, do you know what to do?" Moshe said, "No." Pinchas said, "You know what? You taught us that you have to kill the guy if he does such a thing." He says, "All the Mitzvah is standing by. All the tribe of Shem is standing by. And you're going to go kill the president? Try to go to Washington to kill the president. You know, you're playing with your life. You can't take a chance. What his name is? Oswald." He says, "This is a test. If you're ready to give your life to Hashem, then the whole picture changes. Now you become a Kohen. Not because you become a Kohen now, because you were supposed to be a Kohen then. Because you are the oldest one. You are the firstborn of this world." And this is real Pinchas. Pinchas means he's kind. Who is kind? The firstborn. Kain is supposed to be a Kohen. But Kain had jealousy. Kain had this, Kain had this. And I said, "Listen, look what he did." Hashem tells Moshe, "Go tell Am Israel, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Yishevet Chameti, he was able to push back my anger." You know why? Because he killed this guy? No. Because he was ready to give his life when he went to kill the guy. Not because he shot the gun. Because when he was ready to kill the guy, he saw, says the Gemara, people standing by. And after he killed him, and the academic staff, they all embarrassed him. They all laughed at him. They all want to kill him. They want to jump on him. They want to expel him from Am Israel. And the guy is standing by and doesn't say nothing. You know what he does? He says, David HaMelech, "Ve'amot Pinchas ve'yefalev." The epidemic stopped. He said, "Why the epidemic stopped?" Because he's praying. He says, "Moshe is standing over there. Elazar HaKohen is standing. All the tzaddikim are there. And they don't know what to do, they cry." It says, "Shema Israel." It says, "Pinchas saying," it says, "there are 24,000 people falling like a domino on the floor dead." And Pinchas said to Hashem, "Can you stop the epidemic? Can you send this guy back to you?" I said, "You are the only one you can pray." "Yeah, because I did Mesirut Nefesh. It's not because I went and I killed the guy. Because the way I killed him in that time, in this place, I was ready to give my life. I was ready to be killed by doing this act." That Ari says it breaks all the walls, and that now the package comes from Memphis. And says, now the tefillah goes everything. This is the guy that's responsible for our tefillot, Eliyahu Navi. Says the Zohar, you should know, when you pray to Hashem, you have to know that Eliyahu is going to take your tefillah. So why is he taking the tefillot? Because he was praying. You read the text, you think, because he killed the guy. No, because C'est Bayamot Pinchas par les Falel, à simple l'outil Kono. C'est ce que je you know, this guy Pinchas, after he killed the guy, he prayed to Hashem, stop the epidemic. No one else could have done it. He was ready to give his life for Hashem. When you're ready to give your life to Hashem, Hashem opens all the gate for you. Rachamim said, that's what it means, that you know the secret of Ta'anit. I says, we did Shivasa Betamuz, the Poli Mashiach will come before Tisha B'Av. The power of Ta'anit is you give your life. It's the sentence the Gemara says, it's a sentence in the Tefillah. Chelbi Dami Hanimat Betzomi. Because when you don't eat, it means you give your life. Let me give my life. Look, I'm very hungry. My blood becomes thinner. My fat becomes smaller. I mean, I lose some part of mine. It's called Mesirut Nefesh. That's the secret of Tzom, of Ta'anit, the fast day. That's the secret. That's how it breaks. Because the tefillah is so important on the fast day, because Ta'anit is very powerful. You need something from Hashem. You have to give your life. How you give your life? The first thing is Ta'anit. Not Ta'anit Dibur. Ta'anit not it. Says the Rambam, says the Mishnah. It says something that you need, doesn't matter what. Take Ta'anit right away. Shulchan Aruch, Ta'anit Yachid. Ta'anit Tzibur. Erev Rosh Chodesh. You say half a day. The whole day. It says this breaks it. Then when you pray, it's like Pinchas. Tefillah goes up. Master of the Tefillot is Pinchas. In Gan Eden, he's the second stage. He's hired by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, this guy Pinchas. But not because he killed the guy. Because when he gave his life to kill this guy, he fixed what he did in the previous life. How good was the job? Says the Gemara, same time in the Zohar, says the Zohar. When he went over there and he killed him, Amisrael tried to attack him, he had a heart attack. And his neshama of Cain flew out of him. And his neshamot Nadav Avihu that died years before went inside him. He got two neshamot inside him. Nadav Avihu, says the Gemara, they were very pride people. They didn't want to get married. And every girl, they said, they tried to match them. He says, who, me? My father is a Kohen Gadol. My uncle is Moshe Rabbeinu. My mother is Elisheva, the sister of Nachshon. My uncle is Nachshon. He says this, and I'm very smart. He says, I'm not going to go out with this girl. No, no, no. But you know, he says, the Gemara, too much pride. He says, that pride went inside him. That pride was a backfire to him in time of Yiftach. When Yiftach was ready to slaughter his daughter, he went to be like, Pinchas, why don't you tell him? He said, no, me. I'm not going to tell him. Let him come to me. He said, how did you get this pride from? From this neshama that went inside you. Not about you. He says, you know when you're going to become a Leon Navi? Navi tell you a story also. You read the story in Navi. He says, Leon Navi, Mitushave Gilad, says the Gemara, you know what happened? He says, there's a guy, Achil Betaeli, he built Yericho. He lost all his children. So Leon Navi came to comfort him, pay Shiva call for him. And Achav was sitting by. And Achav asked him, listen, I don't understand. We all do Avodah Zarah and everything is fine. And Leon Navi said, hey, mister, you want to know something? I shut the rain for you. I say, what are you talking to the king, to Ahab? In 1 minute, he puts you in jail, he kills you. He did Mitzirut Nefesh. He said, the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I close up the rain. This is the first story that you know about Eliyahu Navi. Then he becomes automatically Eliyahu Navi. He lives forever. He brings the Tefillot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before Mashiach will come, he has to do Teshuvah. This is the biggest, he flies up and down, he flies over the world. I said, why? This is all because Mesirut Nefesh. In your lifetime, you have to know you're ready to give your life. Says the Mishnah Perkei Avot. Kach Darka Shel Torah. You want to study Torah? You want to be a Jew? Pat Bamelech Tochal. Just eat a piece of bread with salt. Mayim Bamsura Tishte. Just drink water. Al Haaretz Tishan. Rabbi Yofel Abu Chatzira tells me he never goes to bed. He always sleeps on the floor. Baba Sali never went to bed. He sleeps on the floor. Never. Al Haaretz Tishte Mishnah Perkei Avot. It's called Mesirut Nefesh. Restriction of our pleasure, says the Ravad, is called Mesirut Nefesh. That you give your life. You give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Zohar, that breaks all the walls. That says something can happen to you. You know, you can be Pinchas, your father is a Kohen, your grandfather is a Kohen, he is not Kohen. You have a blockage. Your neshama has a blockage. You want to break the blockage, you're going to get from Hashem everything. Only Maya is called Mesirut Nefesh. That you give your life to Hashem. You have to tell Hashem, I'm ready. Chachamim said, you know, you say, He says, God Almighty, you're the one. So Ari says, since Zohar have a Kavanah, you're the one, and I'm ready to give my life for you. He says, Tachanun, David Hashem Elecha Esha. He says, I'm ready to give my life to you, says the Torah. Then the tefillah goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you can say, Baal Tzion. He says, then Mashiach will come. All the good things will happen. But you have to pray. But the prayer will be answered, guarantee, if you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu your life. It's called Mesirut Nefesh. I'm ready to give my life. And this is Eliyahu, is master of Mesirut Nefesh. He never died. After 400 years, went up to Shamayim, come down, up and down, up and down. He says, he is, take out of the lot. What do you mean, takes you to the lot? No, says Ari, if you do Mesirut Nefesh, and you pray, he says, like he did. He did Mesirut Nefesh, and he prayed. He stopped the magifa. He stopped the epidemic with the text. Oh, Hashem said, you know, Eliyahu Navi saved us, I wanted to kill. How did he save you? Not because he killed, because he prayed, said David HaMelech. But why he prayed? Why Moshe didn't pray? Hashem wanted to give him a chance he should pray. Because he would give his life to Hashem. He's going to stand in front of all of Israel. He's going to go inside the room. He's going to kill the president of Shevet Shimon. And all the tribes outside. He comes outside with a sword and he has this guy on the sword. He says, all these people standing in front of him, they wanted to knife him. He said, what did you do? Who are you? Your grandfather is Yitro, your grandfather is Yosef, you're nobody. What kind of nonsense is this? Stop it. He says, no, it's called Mesirut Nefesh. When you advertise you're a Jew, you advertise you're a soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem listen to all the tefillot to bring Mashiach HaMashiach.